It's midnight again, and the coyote choir sings from below the bedroom window. The woman peers at the dark silhouettes. The pack caws like a murder of crows. She reaches for Coyote, but he's up, pacing and panting the moonlit room. "It's okay," she says, patting the duvet. "Come on back." But he won't stop pacing. "I'm not okay," he seems to say. "I don't know what to do." His tongue lolls, creating a wild look. "You're safe with me," the woman says, patting the bed again. But he won't join her. So she gets up and opens the bedroom door, thinking he might need a drink. Coyote trots out of the room and down the stairs. She follows, asking, "Where are you going?" Coyote darts to the dog door, only to find it closed. The woman wraps her robe tight. The pack is farther away now. "You can't go out. It's dangerous. Come back to bed. It's nice and warm in there." He returns to the base of the stairs, but doesn't go up. It pains the woman to leave him downstairs. She treads to her bedroom, listening for his footfalls, but they don't follow. When she wakes, he's in his spot, curled in a bun, snoring. She doesn't dare take him for a walk. The pack lives somewhere along the creek, with easy access to the pasture. The cows bellow, tortured every time the coyotes snag one of their young. The woman imagines feral faces and bared teeth, wily legs prancing through the snow, and bristly, hackled fur covering hunched shoulders. Nothing like Coyote. It's not long before, one night, they're scratching at the front door. So aggressive, the woman must answer. She tiptoes downstairs, Coyote at her heels. She gathers her keychain from the foyer, bracing a canister of pepper spray in one hand, the deadbolt in the other. "Stay back," she whispers to Coyote. He lingers on the bottom stair, ears perked, nose twitching. The woman flings open the door, unleashing pepper spray onto the waiting pack. They whine and skitter, dashing into the snowbank, deploying into the darkness. Coyote creeps forward, his fur brushing the woman's legs, and looks into the night, where his family ran hurt and howling. He no longer cares what they did, how they left him caught, his skin snagged on barbed wire, rancher running with shotgun held high, big white dog barking violence. Coyote no longer cares how he had to rip himself free, making a run for it, bleeding and panicked. He yelps a clear call into the cold air. Before he can bolt outside, the woman slams the door shut. Coyote sits on the foyer rug as the woman crouches and says, "Remember, I found you in the parking lot, alone and starving."